everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, I'm Joy from Sanctioned Love, and I wanted to hop on here. It is December 31st, 2024, and all of this year, the Lord has been speaking to me about his heart for 2025, and I wanted to bring an encouraging word and somewhat of a hard word from the Lord. This word comes with so much hope. But there's a requirement. And the requirement is just to love Jesus. And so the Lord was showing me that in the last 3 years, I have come on at the end of the year to share the Lord's heart. And 2 years ago, the Lord had talked to me about the doors, that there was effectual doors being opened. And then this last year, the Lord was speaking to me about the threshold covenant. And by going over the threshold and having covenant with the man of the house, with Jesus, the keeper of our temple, the Lord himself dwells with us. And to cross over, it was a crossover, and it was a stepping over to cross over to come into the protection of the man of the house. And so the Lord was showing me that this last year has been threshold covenant. But we are now stepping into threshold testimony. And with that, it's completion of the step over, the crossover to come fully in to the protection of our Lord. And it's the spirit of the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And God has been speaking to me that this is going to be a year of testimony. And it is by our testimony that, and by the blood of the Lamb, that we overcome the enemy. And the Lord was showing me, I've taken notes throughout the year, and I had a dream also, which I will share with you. But the Lord is showing me that the crossing over the threshold will become a threshing floor. And so for us as believers, it's just getting rid of all the stuff that, you know, we can't take into the Holy of Holies, right, in our flesh. And it's coming in to this beautiful intimacy with our groom as we cross over, as we have crossed over this threshold, and to know his authority, but also know the intimacy of our bridegroom. And so with that, the threshing floor is gonna separate what is useless straw, and God will be collecting the most valuable part of the crop. We are the crop. And he's getting us ready so that a harvest can come in to the kingdom. He needs his bride. He needs his church ready for what's about to come in the world and through the world. And what is coming is a harvest, a great harvest. And so we have been called to go through an effectual door, to find the effectual door, which the effectual door is Jesus. I stand at the door and knock. And then we going in transition. This last year has been such a year of transition for so many in the body of Christ. And now we're coming in to that completion of crossing over the threshold and coming under the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ in full intimacy with our bridegroom. So it says in scripture that we were the joy that was set before him. And now he's gathering us into a storehouse so that we can bring in a crop and crops for the harvest of souls that he has been longing for in his heart. He can't come back until that last one is saved. And so this is a time of ushering in a crop of the Lord, a harvest of the Lord. And so we crossed over in transition, and this is how we are coming into forward motion in spiritual maturity. He's looking for a mature bride. He's looking for a mature church. And what that means is that we need to just be sold out for him and to come into the revelation of his authority and who he is to us and how much he loves us. I wanted to share with you this dream that I had. And in the dream, I saw Jesus siphoning gas out of this car. And so I went out to him and I said, "Jesus, what are you doing?" And so he said he's siphoning out his word from gas tanks, our gas, or people's gas tanks, from immovable vehicles. So what he was showing me was that his word went out, and you know, but it didn't cause action. And he's looking for vehicles that are moving. And so in this dream, he was taking the gas, the fuel from these vehicles that have heard the word, listened to the word, know the word, but didn't do anything with it. And he's taking that from immovable vehicles and putting the fuel, the gas, into vehicles with the fire of his spirit. So not only we're getting the more and the oil and the fuel of his spirit mixed with his word, so that our vehicles will be propelled and gain momentum. And after I woke up from that dream, remind me of the women that had their lamps full. And I felt that's what the Lord was telling me, that have your lamps full, be moving, get into the momentum of the Spirit with his word and move, because it's a time of movement in the Spirit. God is moving quickly and his soon return is coming quickly. but he needs a harvest of souls. He will not come back until that one last one has been redeemed, who has been marked and saved. So so it's the spirit of testimony. This next year is all about testimony of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. That is a threshold testimony. That is the propelling of our vehicle, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and all prophecy is lining up for these last days. From Genesis to Revelation, everything is coming to a head. And 2025 will be a significant year as the prophecy really starts to unfold. And so the Lord wants us to be awake. We cannot slumber in this season. We need to open our eyes. We need to have our ears inclined to his voice. And we need to step in to him. Nothing, no distraction, but to have our face set like flint on the face of Jesus. He is calling us to know our authority and to have complete intimacy with him, that we do not move unless we are moving under him. That we can't move to the left or the right. We can't go forward or backwards unless he has said so. Unless we see the fire by night and the cloud by day. So follow him. This is what he's saying. Have your heart, mind, soul, spirit stayed on him. So I wanted to read from some of my notes. So let me reiterate the dream. I saw him siphoning out his word from gas tanks, from immovable vehicles, and putting them into vehicles with the fire of his spirit, the spirit of testimony, which this is prophecy. He, all through Genesis through to Revelation, everything that was spoken by the prophets, everything that was done was about him. He is the spirit of testimony. But what the Lord is showing me, what we're going to see as we have come over this, stepped over a threshold, as we stand in testimony, as God has separated the things that are useless like straw, but brought us into spiritual maturity, what we're going to see is the spirit of judgment, which is attended by the spirit of burning. This spirit of burning is the anger of God manifested in a holy law. I got this from Google. Some precious saint wrote this. This spirit of burden is the anger of God manifested in a holy law. For in that, as a revelation of his holiness, it is all about his holiness. And he wants us on as moving vehicles on the highway of holiness, where nothing evil, nothing dark, nothing can get on that highway. And so God is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. And I want to be consumed by his spirit. I want to be consumed by his love. And I don't want to be burned. I want to be a burning one for him. This is all about the spirit of judgment. Judgment for us who know Jesus is mercy. But judgment for those who do not know him, it will cause them to perish. So that's what his heart is. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And it's up to us, his burning ones, in the power of the Spirit, and by the word that became flesh in us, to go and gather in a harvest of souls. So these three bear witness, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree as one. This is what we're going to be moving in. We're going to be moving in the power of the Holy Spirit, because the word dwells richly in us. So the Lord wants us to pray in the Spirit at least a half an hour a day, to really get, it's part of our armor. It's the lance of prayer in our armor to get us ready for what is coming on this earth. We have no, the things that are about to happen by the powers of an evil kingdom, some of us have no concept of. And God wants us to be prepared, because deception, if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived. But we have Jesus, and he gives us truth, and he gives us eyes to see and ears to hear. The Holy Spirit within us gives us the power to stand and the power to not be deceived. There's going to be things revealed in this earth in this next year that is out of our realm of even concept of conceiving. We have no thing to, how do I put it? We've never seen anything like this. So we need to be prepared. And the enemy is coming. I'm telling you, he's coming as an angel of light. So you cannot be deceived. You need to vet everything with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. With the Godhead, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Agree. And we need to agree with the Godhead in this season. I feel such an unction of come on, church, come on, bride. We need to hold on to the hem of his garment. We need to hold on to Jesus, as he will help us navigate through what's coming, because he wants us to be his hands and feet on this earth, because fear is coming to the earth. People are, they have no concept of what's coming. And we will be the voice of God in this earth and bring in a harvest through the hope of the testimony of Jesus. Because of the testimony of Jesus. He's our testimony. We're here. We're alive. We're breathing. We're saved. We're redeemed because of him. And that is our testimony. He has got us through so many things throughout our life. We can proclaim the goodness of God in the land of the living. So he wants you to be prepared. He wants you to come completely over that threshold. to give it all to Him, to come into knowing His authority, and to be so intimately hooked to your bridegroom, Jesus. I have a blog on Sanctioned Loves, our blogs, and it's sanctionedlove.com, and you can go to the menu and it says blogs, and I think you can type it in as your Buzzsprout. And there's one, a blog, and it's called I Saw the Voice. And it's talking about John in Revelation when Jesus spoke to him. And there's a revelation in that blog and how he saw the voice. Not only did he hear it, but he saw the voice. Who is the voice? It is Jesus. He is the voice of God, the Word that became flesh. He, John, saw the voice. And so go ahead and take a look at that blog, and I hope it blesses you. So what we need to do in this year is establish testimony. What is that? What does that mean? We need to establish, we need to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of our lives, and He has done this. And because He died and was buried and was resurrected on the third day, we now have life, and life eternally and life abundantly. This is our testimony, that He died for me and now I am saved. And He did this and He did this and He did this. Our testimony will overcome the enemy, and it will bring in people for the harvest because of the blood that was shed for all mankind. For all mankind. It's the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb of God, He wants to be the Lamb in people's life, because once He comes as a lion, that's when judgment happens. And He wants to be their Lamb, their sacrificial Lamb, so that they can be saved. Because again, once He comes as a lion of the tribe of Judah, it is called judgment. It's either you're in or you're out. That's it. And so there's something on the heart of the Godhead that says, tell them I'm coming back. Tell them who I am. Bring them into a harvest. Bring them into the kingdom. I'm looking at my notes that I've been taking over the year. And so there's a revelation of Jesus Christ coming that we've never experienced before. I mean, it's always there because we have the Word. So we have a revelation. But revelation isn't, you know, the book of Revelation isn't all this apocalypse. What revelation is the revelation of Jesus. That's what it means, apocalyptic. It's the revelation of Jesus as our soon coming King, who was the Lamb that was slain, and now He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so this revelation of Jesus, this is what's going to happen, is from before and after the incarnation. I did talk about last year, I was in the book of Luke, I think it was Luke 24, and I talked about that Jesus kept revealing Himself in that whole scripture, he kept saying, it's me, it's me. He talked to the disciples. He talked to the guys on the road to Emmaus, to Emmaus. But he revealed himself. And this is what he is going to do. He's revealed himself so beautifully to us. And now he wants us to reveal him to the world. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. We can go through the word and we can say, he was here, he was here, he was here, he is here, he is there. We can show Jesus through every line of scripture that he is who he says he is. And we need to reflect on his image. These are things that I wrote. We need to reflect on his image because we were made in the image of God. We need to reflect on who he is and who he is in us. We need Holy Spirit lickers on. We need to put our Holy Spirit lickers on because of the huge deception that's coming. And it only can be perceived by the Spirit and the word. We can only know it's deception because of the Holy Spirit and because of his word. And I wanted to read this. This was in Google. So I wanted to, you know, we crossed over a threshold and have covenant with Jesus. Now we're coming into a threshold testimony. Now we're telling of who he is and bringing him to a world that is lost. So when you cross a threshold, you essentially enter a new phase or situation, leaving behind the familiar and venturing into the unknown. But you are known by him, and he directs your path. So even though it's unknown and it's new, he's directing your path. This often means facing challenges, experiencing personal growth, encountering new elements, and growth within this new territory, similar to a hero in a story leaving their ordinary world to embark on a quest. What is our quest? This is the final quest. We are in the last days. It's a final countdown. And it's our final quest. What is our quest? What quest is more meaningful than anything ever? Anything that we've ever done. This quest is for people to know Jesus. This is our final quest. And key points. A threshold represents a significant transition point, making the beginning of a new chapter in life or a story. Leaving the comfort zone. Yeah, it's going to get uncomfortable because when we're walking in testimony in this new threshold, it's going to get uncomfortable. We're going to face challenges and we're going to grow. We're going to grow more than we ever have in the Lord because of what is coming and what we will be experiencing and seeing. And I'm not saying that to cause fear because we're going to see the glory of God. We're going to see the glory of God manifested through us and in this earth. Let me find that other So we're coming in under his authority by our intimacy with him. We're coming into authority, the man of the house. And I wanted to read the names of God. I feel like it's so powerful for us to know, because we've come into and we're standing with the man of the house, and he is the man and the God in our temple, in our house. And so when we cry out to him, when we love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and body, when we speak to him, it's so good to know all of his names and who he is, because by saying the names of God, we are giving testimony of our God, because in his names, it is who he is. And so I hope I can say it correctly, because some of the, all the names are Hebrew. So I hope I say it. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. El Elyon, the Most High God. Adonai, Lord Master. Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. Jehovah Sadine, I don't know if I said that right. The Lord our righteousness. He is our righteousness. Jehovah Makodishim, the Lord who sanctifies you. Wow. It's everything. He does this for us. By salvation, we are sanctified. We are made righteous because of his blood. Elohim, the everlasting God. Elohim, God. Kwana, he's a jealous God. He's jealous for us. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. And Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts. May the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, be the Lord of your life in this season of threshold testimony. I could go on and say things that are coming in the world. And there are things. Things are going to be amped up. We know in the Middle East, we know that because of the word of God, that earthquakes will be in diverse places, that weather is changing, that food supplies will change, that pestilence will come. All these things God has spoken in his word. And we're going to be seeing these things. But arise, shine, for his light's come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. Even though there's gross darkness, his glory is upon you. So grab onto him. Walk in the testimony of Jesus. Completely move over that threshold into the arms of the man of the house. Because with all the names of God. I don't know if you can see that, but with all the names of God, who could be against us? If He is for us, who could be against us? So Lord, I pray for everyone in this new year that You would bless them. I pray that You would bring Your bride into her rightful position, a bride with army boots, a bride who comes into intimacy but knows how to stand in authority. Lord, I pray that deception will be far from us, that You would give us eyes to see and ears to hear what Your Spirit is saying to us. Lord, that we would not live as Laodiceans, but we would live like the Church of Philadelphia. You're calling a Philadelphian church in this hour. Lord, bless us and keep us, and may Your face shine upon us, and may You give us peace in these times of uncertainty. Lord, bless everyone. Keep them safe. Prosper them in this new year in spirit, physically, and in their minds. And be with us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for watching this. I pray blessing on you. And let's give testimony to our soon coming King and bring people into a storehouse of His salvation. Let us reap a harvest like we've never reaped before. And I pray that every ministry, every church, every born again believer does the work of the kingdom. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.